Herzlich willkommen zu Dental English to Go. Ich bin Sabine Nemetz und ich lade euch ein, mit diesem Podcast euer Englisch aufzufrischen. Ich möchte euch zeigen, dass es ganz leicht ist, sich im Praxisalltag auf Englisch zu verständigen. Jede Woche schauen wir uns eine bestimmte Situation in der Zahnarztpraxis an und trainieren die passenden Vokabeln und die richtige Aussprache. So, here is your weekly dose of language refresher. In today's lesson, we will discuss the key types and attachment methods of implant-supported restorations. So, let's start! Dental implantology is one of the most exciting areas in modern dentistry and a long-lasting restorative option after tooth loss. Dentale Implantologie ist einer der spannendsten Bereiche der modernen Zahnmedizin und eine langlebige Versorgungsmöglichkeit nach Zahnverlust. How to explain implant-supported restorations to your patients? An implant-supported restoration is a prosthetic tooth or set of teeth that is anchored directly to a dental implant. A titanium fixture that is surgically placed into the jawbone. Unlike conventional dentures or bridges, implant-supported restorations do not rely on adjacent teeth or soft tissue for support. The implant acts as an artificial tooth root, and the restoration sits on top of it. Now, let's look at the three main types of implant-supported restorations the patient will encounter in dental practices. Number one, the implant crown. The implant crown is a single-tooth restoration that replaces one missing tooth. The crown is fabricated from materials such as zirconia, porcelain fused to metal, or full cast metal, and it is attached to the implant via a component called the abutment. The crown is seated on the abutment and secured with a titanium screw or dental cement. Number two, the implant bridge. The second type is also called the implant-supported bridge. When two or more adjacent teeth are missing, a bridge spanning multiple units can be supported by two implants, one on each end. This is called an implant-retained bridge or implant-supported fixed dental prosthesis. It looks and functions very much like a conventional bridge, but does not require grinding down healthy neighboring teeth. Number three, implant-supported overdentures. The third type is the implant-supported overdenture, sometimes called a snap-on denture, or an implant-retained removable prosthesis. Here, two to four implants serve as anchors for a full arch denture. The patient can remove the prosthesis for cleaning, but the implants provide far superior stability compared to conventional complete dentures. This brings us to attachment methods, one of the most technical aspects of implant prosthetics. How is the restoration actually connected to the implant?
Werbung. Aktuelle News für den Praxisalltag. Fachbeiträge, Fortbildungen, Abrechnungstipps und Ernährungswissen. All das gibt's zweimal im Monat als Newsletter direkt in euer Mailpostfach. Kostenlos. Für Team und Praxis von Quintessenz. Jetzt abonnieren. Den Link dazu findet ihr in den Shownotes.
There are two primary approaches. Number one, the screw retained attachment. In this method, the crown or bridge is fastened directly to the implant abutment using a small titanium screw. The access hole is then covered with a composite filling or a small plug. The major advantage here is retrievability. The restoration can be removed by the clinician if needed. Number two, the cement retained attachment. The crown is cemented onto a prefabricated or custom abutment, much like cementing a crown onto a natural tooth preparation. This offers a more natural appearance, especially for front teeth, because there is no visible screw access hole. If cement escapes into the peri-implant sulcus, it may cause an inflammatory condition. Peri-implant refers to the soft and hard tissues, gums, and bone immediately surrounding a dental implant. These tissues form a protective biological seal against bacteria. Peri-implant diseases are inflammatory conditions affecting this area, classified as either reversible soft tissue inflammation or destructive bone loss. Now, let's talk about the abutment, the key connector. Whether screw retained or cement retained, every implant restoration relies on the abutment. That is the connector piece between the implant fixture in the bone and the crown or prosthesis above the gums. Abutments can be stock or custom fabricated, and they come in various angulations to compensate for implant positioning. Here's your overview of the vocabulary of this week's lesson. To escape, entspringen, austreten. To cause, verursachen. To span, umfassen. Protective seal, schützende Versiegelung. Stock abutments, Standard abutments. Access hole, Zugangsöffnung. Full arch, kompletter Zahnbogen. Retrievability, Rückholbarkeit. Adjacent teeth, benachbarte Zähne. Small plug, Verschlussschraube, gingivale Versiegelung. Das war unsere Lesson für diese Woche. Nächste Woche befassen wir uns mit der Patientenberatung zu implantatgetragenem Zahnersatz. Wenn ihr noch mehr Dentalenglisch trainieren wollt, empfehle ich euch mein Buch Dental English. Erschien im Quintessenz Verlag oder auch die Fachzeitschrift Teamjournal. Hier findet ihr in jeder Ausgabe eine Übung. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören. Wenn es euch gefallen hat, dann abonniert diesen Podcast. Es gibt jeden Montag eine neue Folge, überall, wo es Podcasts gibt. Wenn ihr Fragen habt, dann schreibt auf Instagram oder an podcast@quintessenz.de. Alle Links und Adressen findet ihr auch in den Shownotes. Ich sage goodbye and see you next week. Das war Dental English to Go mit Sabine Nemetz, der Englisch-Podcast für den Praxisalltag. Ein Quintessenz-Podcast.